He ran toward his mother, leaving Woody sprawled on the couch.
Wow, this looks great, Mom.
Colorful helium balloons bobbed on their strings. Crepe paper streamers decorated the dining room walls. A banner draped across the archway read, "Happy birthday, Andy."
"Can we leave this up till we move?"
Andy asked his mother.
"Well, sure, we can leave it up," replied Mrs. Davis.
"Now go get Molly. Your friends are going to be here any minute."
Andy stopped by the couch to pick up Woody.
"It's party time, Woody."
Andy pounded up the stairs to his room. As he propped Woody on the bed, he pulled the toy sheriff's string one last time.
"Somebody's poisoned the water hole," said Woody.
"Come on, Molly." Andy reached into his sister's jail and lifted her out. Without looking back, he called over his shoulder,
"See you later, Woody."
Slam. Andy kicked the door closed behind him. The room was silent for a moment. Then Woody shoved his hat back and scratched his forehead. A worried frown creased his brow as he sat up.
"Pull my string," he muttered under his breath. "The birthday party's today."
Woody knew only too well what birthdays meant. Toys, new toys, and lots of them. Shiny, still not.